Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Safe Deposit Boxes. In this session, we are going to discuss safe deposit boxes and why you may want to have one. Safe deposit boxes are handy tools. They provide a safe place away from your home or office to store valuables. When renting a safe deposit box, be sure you choose the right size. Many people start by renting a small box, only to discover that it quickly becomes full. You also need to decide who is allowed to access the box. The institution will provide you a key that must be kept in a safe place, but also a place that you will remember. Safe deposit boxes are usually found within a vault at a financial institution, but their contents are not insured by the institution. Safe deposit boxes are the best places to keep items that are valuable. They are also good places to keep items that are not replaceable or that have sentimental value. A household inventory, either written with pictures or videotaped, appraisals, listings of insurance policies, and credit card numbers should also be kept in a safe deposit box. Here are examples of items that are valuable in and of themselves and that should be kept in a safe deposit box. Coin and stamp collections, negotiable investment instruments like bonds or stock certificates, and jewelry. Examples of items that are not easily replaced that you may want to keep in a safe deposit box include family heirlooms, sentimental photos or historical records, adoption papers, birth certificates, citizenship papers, military documents, and divorce papers. Here are some examples of additional items that you may want in a safe deposit box. Vital backup files from your PC. Passports, if they are seldom used. Important contracts and business agreements. Real estate deeds and mortgages. Confidential records. Copies of important financial records that you don't want to keep at home. And copies of wills, living trust documents, and powers of attorney. There are also some things that you should not keep in a safe deposit box. It is important to remember that only you can open your safe deposit box without a court order. Items that others may need to obtain if you can't be there should not be kept in your box. The originals of wills, powers of attorney, living trust documents, and other trust documents should not be in your safe deposit box. Insurance policies should usually be available and not kept in the box. Use your safe deposit box regularly and keep a list of what it contains. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.